Almost 1 year ago, Lord's Resistance Army rebels killed 600 people in the North Democratic Republic of Congo as they emerged from church following Christmas services. The episode became known as the Christmas Day Massacres. In 2009, a joint military effort by the Army of Congo, Uganda, and Rwanda failed to uproot the rebel militia that has continued to wreak havoc, suffering, and evil on the civilian population of Central Africa and has for 23 years. John Donnelly is Caritas's permanent representative to the United Nations in New York. He says the question must be asked of who is supporting the Lord's Resistance Army and its leader, Joseph Kony.
Just to say those words, Lord's Resistance Army, is astonishing reality check. Nonetheless, the founder of the LRA, Joseph Kony, is a messianic fanatic. His devastating effects on the region are now 23 years old. And the Christmas massacres last December trigger an intense reality check that while northern Uganda, which suffered the hardest blows over 22 years of that conflict between the Ugandan army and the LRA, but the effects have ricocheted into DR Congo, into Central African Republic, into South Sudan. There's a practical challenge there to say, are there 10,000 LRA today, 6,000? If more than 600 people were slaughtered on Christmas Day, coming out of a church concert, how could a year later we still say, well, how many are there anyway? So what really is the access point to confront this extraordinary evil?